Okay, this is a discussion about a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, and I put that in my book because patients can learn some stuff from friends or another doctor or read something on the internet, and they think they can make decisions, or as I say, go it alone, and there's no reason to. So the title of this post is A Little Knowledge is a Dangerous Thing. It was a very common thing told to me by my mother, who loves sayings, particularly Southern sayings, but none of them struck out as much as to me as a little knowledge. And this picture above of this guy riding a horse with no hands, my plastic surgeon, he thinks he knows horses, but he doesn't. That's a little knowledge. It's a dangerous thing, and it reminds me of prostate cancer patients sometimes. All right, this is from my book, The Decision. An example is a 73-year-old patient with less than a 5-year expectancy of life, recently diagnosed with prostate cancer. If he has the slow-growing type of prostate cancer and a relatively good quality of life, surveillance therapy is clearly the way to go. Surveillance, however, gets a bit dicey if you're a younger patient with many years at risk for progression of cancer and unfavorable parameters of his biopsy. Some patients have heard that all prostate cancers are slow-growing, so they make their decision to manage their cancer by surveillance, thinking the likelihood of progression is small. I have seen this scenario occur, despite telling a patient that in his case, the unfavorable nature of his prostate biopsy, his age, his general health, argue against surveillance therapy. This shows you how a little knowledge can be a dangerous thing. Yes, surveillance therapy is a reasonable management option. Yes, most prostate cancers are slow growing. However, you cannot blindly mix the two concepts without considering the specifics to make your decision. Surveillance works best in the patient where the downside of the treatments outweigh the risk of the cancer. The patient who elects to take this approach is monitored by way of a rectal exam, serial PSAs, and sometimes repeat biopsies to be sure that there'd be no change. So making a decision blindly based on small amounts of information, not on the specifics of your disease, is a decision in error. And like my friend riding the horse, who took off the place on my face, who had the steel-belted 1994 wheels from a 1994 Buick, is an example of a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. And this is John McHugh, and I hope you have a good rest of the weekend.